The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Our tech team ensure your broadband runs at its optimum speed. It's all part of the service.
Good morning, all. This is Ryan Tuberty with you at 9:05. It's Friday morning, the 15th of January, 2021. We're here till 10 o'clock. You can text us on 51551 and email ryan@rte.ie. It's a beautiful morning in Dublin, and the sun has made its appearance briefly and coming through the clouds, turning the sky a beautiful shade of purple. And it really is gorgeous, because when I arrived at work this morning in the dark, I took a picture of the light on the door of the radio centre. I put it up on Instagram on the basis that it looked like a scene from The Exorcist. And then the purple came, so I took a picture through the window, which sees me reflecting on, like the song of the Muppets, I reflect on my reflection. And am I a Muppet or a man? Don't answer that. That's a rhetorical question. It's a quote from a song, from a movie. And the sky is gorgeous. But I tell you what, if you really want to see the sky looking beautiful every day, or if you want to see what the day looks like, follow Joe Duffy on Instagram, because he knows where I see the darkness, Joe sees the light, and he takes gorgeous pictures because he's an artist. Actually, he's a really fine, I'm not joking at all about that. He's got a great aesthetic, and he's one worth following. He's one of the good guys. 51551 is the text number, as opposed to 4711, which is not our text number and never was. It's the name of Napoleon's chosen cologne. I was calling it 4711, 4711, 4711 at one stage this morning. 4-2, I don't know. It's just that I hadn't necessarily heard of it. But Mark was on because we were talking about smells and scents yesterday. This is listening to an interview with the scent historian from the Netherlands. She spoke about 4711 cologne. My wife, Serpa, is from Finland. And growing up, the emergency phone numbers were constantly reinforced to her, of the universal 999, but also 4711 being poison, being the poison one for persons having consumed strange mushrooms or something which was very common occurrence. And she had to memorise those numbers, and the poison emergency number still is 4711. So one person's 4711 is a cologne, another is poison emergency hotline. Thanks for that, Mark. On the Ravens, there's a missing Raven in the Tower of London, and we got a message from Pierce in Cashel in Tipperary. He said, when we kept sheep on the farm years ago, the Raven along with the Grey Crow were hated, detested by my father. And we regularly witnessed the physical injuries these vicious birds inflicted on sheep that were stuck on their backs in summer with heavy fleeces before shearing. And sometimes the unfortunate animal would have to be put down. Such was the damage he incited culling programme. And once we found a raven that had been ringed in London. My father's uncle died in an English prison in 1919, having been incarcerated on German plot charges. And there was a coolness towards the British establishment for years afterwards. And reflecting on your remarks regarding the ravens in the Tower of London, I wonder, with the benefit of hindsight, if the loss of a few sheep was something of an ulterior motive for the harassment of the raven. Well said and well thought out. Noreen, meanwhile, said, my son's girlfriend has a pet raven. She might lend it to the Tower of London until they get a new one. She also looks after eagles, owls, etc. in Milltown House in Dingle. And there was an article about her in the Kerry's Eye paper recently. Thank you for Noreen. Pet raven. Why wouldn't you? Bright creatures that walk among us. I was walking by in my local cinema recently. I looked up the road where it is, and I thought, God, yeah, I can't wait to get back into the cinema and the dark room and the phone off and the popcorn and the Coke and the screen and that opening credits. And I'll even take the ads now. I like a good trailer, but the ads, I don't. But I'll take it all just to be back in the cinema, which we will. Because for all the good, streaming is great and all, it's not the cinema. Films are meant for the big screen. You can't beat it. And the little screen, looking at stuff on your phone or your TV, it's great. It serves a purpose, but it's not the cinema. Cinema's magic. It's magic and it's magical. But they're trotting out an awful lot of nonsense now in the cinema. That is, there's a David Bowie film called Stardust, which was released today, and it is getting panned by the critics. The Bowie estate said, yeah, go ahead and make the film, but you can't have any of our music. So could you imagine a film about David Bowie without any Bowie music in it? What's the point? It's like going to a desert with no sand. Where's the sand? I heard this was the desert. Yeah, so it gets one star. It's utterly panned, as is a film called Blythe Spirit, which, of course, you might have seen back in 1945. Not seen it, but it's a classic. Somebody in their thickness decided to remake it, and then remake it really badly. And that's also been panned, despite the presence of, you know, Judi Dench and Dan Stevens and people who should know better. But I suppose everyone has a mortgage to pay. 51551 is the text number, and I'm sad to see there's a lot of talk in the paper today, particularly from Caroline O'Doherty, the environment correspondent of the Irish Independent, about the imminent demise of the peat briquette. One of my favourite things in the whole world is a sod of turf or a peat briquette. And for environmental reasons, we have to start bidding farewell to it. It won't be gone today or tomorrow, but it'll be gone in due course. And it's in the family. It's in my genes. My grandfather, Todd Andrews, was very much part of the story of Bord na Mona in the early days. And I light a fire every day. Every day. It's the first thing. Not in the morning. I mean, when I go home of an evening. And more recently, because of COVID, in the afternoons, the fire goes on. And I just have to tweak my act to be more eco-friendly in terms of the fuel that goes on it. Of course, I'll roll with the times, but I will miss the smell, the inimitable smell. We talked about scents yesterday. You know, when you walk up the Sky Road in Clifton or down a Boreen in Ballinahound, and suddenly somewhere you see, wait, a sniffer goes up and you go, what was that? And you look and you find the chimney where the peat turf is coming from, and you think, it's them. They're the lucky ones with that gorgeous fire, and the air is infused with it, and it's just magical. But they are getting reborn. Mona's peat briquette is to disappear from fuel stores and fireplaces, and essentially shops will have it until 2024. So we've another 3 years before it's gone. But essentially our children, particularly the younger ones, will probably have little or no memory of the peat turf smell in the years to come. It'll disappear, which is a pity, but I presume it's for the right reasons. I don't know enough about the impact on the environment, but I presume it is for all the right reasons. The RTE school homeschool hub were busy, and RTE were tweeting that the hub is going old school. Thanks to our friends at On Post, you can now send in your letters, drawing, poems, or whatever to Cliona and Emer and John and Ray for free, no stamp required. Well done. And you can send that to RTE PO Box 2021, Free Post 2021, Dublin 4. Get details on their website, I have no doubt. How's the homeschooling going, everybody? Are you all okay? Your nerves gone? Are you surviving? And Dr. Carolyn Jess Cook, who is an educator, says anyone struggling with homeschooling should know that despite having a PhD in literature and having published 12 books, I only learned what a frontal adverbial was when my eight-year-old's teacher said he doesn't use enough of them in his written work. An eight-year-old was told, yeah, it's fine, but your fronted adverbial game is weak. They are words or phrases placed at the beginning of a sentence which are used to describe the action that follows. Here's some examples. Before sunrise, Zach ate his breakfast. After the rain stopped, Sophie went out to play. Oh, my heart goes out to the homeschoolers of Ireland today. That can't be easy. Meanwhile, they've decided to go for an adaptation of Matilda, but they've done the musical adaptation. So it's an adaptation of Tim Minchin's lyrics and music. I went to see it in London, and it is amazing. Okay, so that's the first thing. Now, how will the adaptation go? I don't know. What I do know is Emma Thompson will play Miss Trunchbull. So that's probably quite good. And an actress called, or an actor called Lashana Lynch, who was in a James Bond film, I don't know her, will play Miss Honey. And you saw Danny DeVito, the film from 1996, of course, is out there. But it will be interesting to see how that goes. I'm always very worried about what they do with the Roald Dahl's works, and we'll see. I didn't watch The Witches, even though I do like Anne Hathaway. She seems to be curate's egg among a lot of people. I like her, I'm a fan. But I didn't watch the remake because I thought the other one was okay. Angelica Houston, it didn't need too much scary as hell, but I didn't know. So if you did watch it, yeah, do let me know. So the Oprah magazine, you know how important Oprah is to the world of publishing. And she's survivors, and she keeps going. And she's got a podcast, which I understand is really good as well. And their magazine have published a list of 25 books by Irish authors you should read in advance of St. Patrick's Day. They're getting ahead of the game there. But it's a great list, and it's just lovely. It's a great idea, and it's a tribute to the country and to Irish tradition of being producing these wonderful writers. And, you know, Roddy Doyle's Barrytown trilogy is in there. Donal Ryan's in there with From a Low and Quiet Sea. Paul Murray's Skippy Dies is in there. And Exciting Times by Nisha Dolan, very young, new, very promising writer. Cecilia Hearn's P.S. I Love You is there. Brooklyn by Colm Tobin is in there. The Heart's Invisible Fury is a wonderful book by John Boyne is there. The Aishlings are there, our friends. Sarah Breen and Ewan McGlysis. Oh my God, what a complete Aishling has made that list as well, which is terrific. Unraveling Oliver, another friend of ours, Liz Nugent, is on that list. And it is, as our countless, so I can't read them all, I'd be here all day, but 25 Irish writers, and that's just a nice list. It's a good list to be on. I'm delighted. I'm going to introduce you to, well, some of you, to a new writer. At least he's new to us because we haven't talked about him on the show before or talked to him on Monday, called Billy O'Callaghan. And he's written a book called Life Sentences, which I started yesterday. And it is beautiful, beautifully written, epic. Can you have a 200-page epic, I suspect? So I'm going to try and get through as much of it at the weekend so that by the time we talk to Billy, I'll be fully informed. But his own story is, and his family's history informs where his book comes from. But we'll talk about that on Monday. I think we'll be all delighted with that book in our, on our shelves. We'll get to that in due course. Now, if you're not riding, says Anne, we bought briquettes from Germany here in Dublin last week. From Germany, you say? I didn't know that. And I agree with you, Peter. The sky this morning is amazing. I emailed you a couple of photos from my bedroom window. We look forward to seeing them. Hope you've got a good view there. Thanks, Peter. And another, you can't see 20 feet in front of you, Mullingar. It's dark, it's foggy, and it's frosty. Okay, well then, tread carefully, all of you. Mullingarians, because you never know. Teach first class and sing the tune to the ad for 4711 to them to teach them the addition sum. They've no idea what I'm talking about when I tell them about the scent, but they can all sing the ad. Well done. That's a good way of getting around that, that's for sure. And back to other things we were discussing. Sea shanties. How about that? Sea shanties. Mary Eleni Kernoyne was on to us to say, I was gobsmacked to hear you mention my terrific dad on the show this morning. The amount of people who said, you've got to hear Lawrence Courtney. He's the guy. He's the man. Anyway, it's he is, as it happens, Mary Ellen's dad and his other family members, of course. He said, I know it might sound biased because I'm his youngest daughter, but he really is amazing. To many, he's a fisherman, a singer, banjo player. He is a hardworking man, has done so much fishing his entire life. What a job that must be. And the album he called The Last Boat's A-Leaving was the icing on the cake for his 70th birthday last year. He even had his old friend Mary Black launch it in the famous Curran's Pub in Dingle. It's a lovely album filled with memorable songs with a host of accompanying artists like Damien Dempsey and Mary Black. And he's a quiet man with a powerful voice. Type of voice the nation needs to hear through this pandemic. And it's the type of company you need in your car on a long journey or on a Sunday morning as you sit reading the papers. He is what I listen to get me through the working week from home. So thanks for mentioning him. I hope your listeners get to hear his album on air soon. It's Michel Lemass, Mary Ellen. Thanks, Mary Ellen. And please pass on our love and respect to your father, Lawrence, and look forward to hearing his music sooner than later. And John was on to say, great to hear that the genre of sea shanty got a mention on the airwaves. The airwaves, of course. Sea shanty groups and festivals are huge in the UK and mainland Europe. It's a small movement here in Ireland, but we've been plugging away since 2013. The Mallgoggers, yes, you got a mention yesterday, would normally perform about 40 times a year, but obviously not over the past 10 months. And we sing at all sorts of events, weddings and funerals and charity events. And in 2020, we were booked to perform at the Falmouth International Sea Shanty Festival for the fifth consecutive year. This is the biggest festival of its type in the world. And we're going to Gdansk in Poland for their festival for the second time. But most upsetting for us were we were booked to appear on the Salty Dog stage at the Electric Picnic in September. Of course you were. And we were very disappointed not to be able to sing at these events. But we've been invited back to all three in 2021. So fingers crossed. Of course you have. And it's going to be, it's going to happen, which is great news. Because we are going to come through this and we'll come out the other side and everything is going to be, hopefully, for most people, is going to be good and fine and dandy. And we can wake up and smell the roses and the coffee. Two beautiful smells. And speaking of which, Katrina was on to say, it's great to hear you talking about smells. I've been writing to you from my bedroom. I'm in isolation here on the Costa del Sol, if you don't mind. As I tested positive for COVID last week, the only symptom I have is the loss of smell, so I can count myself lucky as I'm feeling good. I found the interview so interesting, as normally I have a very strong sense of smell, and all of a sudden, to lose it only makes you realise how important it is, especially to smell all of the things we love, Also, I cook a lot by smell, which may sound funny, but it makes me use my imagination and tell me what else I should or shouldn't add when cooking with whatever I have in the kitchen. Of course, it's also important to use our sense of smell to alert any kind of danger, such as gas leaks, etc. I'm now on day 8 of my isolation. 2 days ago, I could actually slightly smell Vicks. Vicks! And now, little by little, I'm starting to smell things again. So, thank you for an interesting interview, and I will treasure my sense of smell from now on. I think that's part of this experience, is that we will treasure things that we kind of took for granted for way too long. Let me tell you about the Late Late Show tonight, because it's been building all week, and it just keeps getting better and better, which is good news. For starters, by way of tribute to the mother and baby home story, we will have a very, very special performance of, I won't say what it is necessarily, but she's a friend of ours, and I treasure her friendship in our lives and in my life personally, because she's just great support and very kind person. Brenda Fricker will be joining us this evening. She is, in many ways, because of My Left Foot, people see her as the ultimate mommy, don't they? And she is a straight shooter, no nonsense, and also a very good person and a very kind person. And she'll be on this evening. And Noelle Brown will be on to talk about her experiences. We spoke to her before, but we just feel it's too important to let go of, to discuss tonight. Too much going on in the world for us to let it slide. But also great excitement because Nicola Coughlan is coming on. And she, of course, is from Derry Girls and from Bridgerton, playing a blinder and getting great reviews, which is great stuff. Lyra's going to do something special for us. The Operation Transformation Quintet will be on, and they've been following their every move. They've got lots to say. That's good news too. Barry McGuigan, I was talking to him during the week, and his story is just desperately sad, but he's so beloved of Irish people. I think people will want to hear to see how he is, and we'll bring you that interview tonight. We'll talk to him later on. And finally then, in a very good news story for the Irish abroad, Samantha Power, who has just been nominated by President-elect Joe Biden to be the head of the United States Agency for International Development, will join us because we spoke to her not too long ago, and I asked her, would you take a gig if you got one? And she got one. And they're lucky to have her. We're lucky to have her. And she's just such a great representative of us as a people. I'm just thrilled about that. So we've got a busy, busy Late Late Show tonight, but make an appointment with your TV, 9:35. Look forward to your company. Karen says, I've had the pleasure of hearing Billy O'Callaghan read his work. He's a marvellous writer. Good. Amazing sunrise this morning in Wicklow. Check your email. Sent you some amazing photos. Thanks for all the photos. You're great. Appreciate that. Ashling was on. My brother Declan took an amazing image of the sky in Ballymoney in Wexford this morning. It cheered me up no end. Nature is our cinema during COVID. Oh, what a lovely way of putting it. And you're quite right. You mentioned Matilda, says the text. Well, an Irish girl plays the lead. Yes, Matilda. Her name is Alicia Weir. She was on The Toy Show in 2017 and sang True Colours with the Holy Family Junior Deaf Choir. God, I remember them so well. And tell Alicia, please, I was asking for her, and pass on our love. And the emails with photographs are coming in thick, because people are just looking at this guy going, wow. And they have a little more time to look at the sky at the moment and take photos and send them in. So thank you. We appreciate them all. It's really kind. Thank you also to Judy and David at the Clon Road Garden Centre there in Ennis in County Clare. And they heard me talking about the birds and the feeders and the best foods and everything, and appreciate that. And I'll tell the birds you were asking for them, Judy and David, and look forward to calling into you sometime next time I'm in Ennis, because that's going to happen, of course, too. I can't wait for that. OK, lots more emails coming in, and stuff to talk about from the papers. We'll get to them all. I think we might talk to a couple of kids today. Well, it's Friday and the homeschooling's been a long week. We might, I know stuff, see if they know stuff for a little game. If you want to get involved, 1850-715-900. If you want to win a book token and, you know, and answer some very, very difficult questions, we'll put you through your paces, because it's Friday and we need to be, yeah. And before you get stuck into the homeschool, the most important thing, if you're not going for a walk, at least have a dance. At 28 minutes past nine, that's Wham! And The Edge of Heaven. And text coming in to include Niall from Westfarnham saying, don't watch the new Witches film. I watched it with my two little girls at Christmas and thought they'd have nightmares afterwards. It's very creepy. Well, it's a creepy book. So that's the story there. He said, we watched Jaws before and it felt like a cartoon in comparison. No. I can't watch Jaws. I know it's a classic and I've seen it, but I... it freaks me out, all that underwater and the cage and the foreboding. I can't watch Jaws at all. I turn into a gibbering baby boy, man. It's terrible. I can't look at Jaws. No, no, not at all. Even the one, remember the film, was it George Clooney at the film where there was a big wave that looked like it was about 400 feet off the ground? I just saw that picture, the perfect storm. I'm never going to watch that. For 2 hours, sweating, looking at some people in this tiny tub heading towards a wall of water. No. I don't need, why would you invite that into your life? No. No. Delighted to hear about Samantha Power on the show tonight. I love her book, Education of an Idealist, says Marie in Cork. Well, you're going to love that chat for later on. Speaking of scents, says the text, every time we visited our beloved Clifton, we'd pop into All Things Connemara and buy a scent pack. I've never heard of such a thing. To leave in the house or in the car. And it literally smelled like Connemara and exactly like the peat fire in the bar of our beloved Abbey Glen. Ah, yes, that's the spot. And would keep us going in between our visits. I'm missing it very much now. Well, I was speaking to the man himself there at the Abbey Glen during the week, Mr. Brian Hughes, cousin, friend. And he said, when do you think we're going to be open again? I said, I hope this summer, but I need to be there sooner. So here's hoping. So fingers crossed, it'll be closer to April. And for all the hoteliers around the country and the staff, we're missing you probably as much as you're missing us. We'd all love to be with you and having a beer and having something nice to eat and going for a walk and doing all the things we should be doing. And you know what the truth is? We will be. But it's just it's a waiting game. The Perfect Storm is based on a true story. No. I don't even want it. Just the watery stuff. No, even though I love being on the sea and I love being on water, I love fishing, I love being out. I watch Nevin Maguire's program or I watch anything that involves boats and fishing and everything, but I just don't want to be on. Ryan George Michael just woke me the hell up. Yes, indeed. That's what he was there for. I love, says Derval in Tullamore, I love the smell of briquettes or turf coming from the chimney, whether out walking or driving. I get drawn to look up at the chimney. When you mentioned it, I was right back in my youth, off to Mass for Lent, 7:45 a.m, all of us, and then home to porridge before off to school. So fair play to all the mammies back then in the 80s. Lovely memories. Thanks, Ryan. There you are, Derval. That's what we were talking about, the scent and the smell can bring you right back somewhere. That's kind of a piece of music or item of clothing, you just never know, it could be something. You should watch Irish Doctor Tara Shines, says Chris Fowler. She did the Christmas lectures this year where she explains why peat bogs need to go. Okay, they are carbon sinks and can help replace rainforests. When turf is burned, they are the opposite of turf sinks and spew CO2 into the air. Okay, well, thank you for the tip. And out with the dog in Munich, says a text. Somebody's going for a walk in Munich with the dog. -6 degrees snow, but the sun is shining. I was in Munich once to see McCartney. I brought my youngest and we went to the gig and it's a memory I'll have forever and ever and ever. Lovely. Really, really lovely. I didn't see any of Munich though. Nothing. I couldn't tell you one thing about Munich. It was straight music, gone. So, unfortunately, but you're there with -6 degrees snow and the sun is shining and you've got your dog and you've got us and we've got you and everything's good. They're making a new documentary, 41, and it's about Gay Byrne and the letters people wrote to him. Which is such an important part of that show that actually spilled then into a societal story as well. It changed things. And what they're asking is that if you know someone, or if you're the person that wrote to Gay over the years, and you might have a moving or surprising or funny story to tell, anything about why you were inspired to write or what effect your letter had, they want you to get in touch and you just write them an old-fashioned letter for this documentary. Write it to Dear Gay, RTE Donnybrook, Dublin 4. It'll get to them. And include your own details, contact details, and then they'll make a documentary about it and then they'll put it out on air later on in the year, hopefully. Thanks for playing that song. I remember seeing George Michael in the RDS around 2004. Best concert I've ever been to. He had the crowd singing along to that song and brings back great memories. Good. Anifa is in Murky Mullingar. Lovely alliteration there. The homeschoolers don't think much of Mama's moves. Thanks for George Michael. You see that, but you're not Mama, like you're not the mother, you're the teacher. So you're the teacher dancing around the table. But there's one thing they won't forget is you dancing around the tables. That's a good memory. Or they're scarred for life. I don't know. -9:35 Friday morning. I used to live in Coolock and the smell of chocolate in the air was so nice. I like that smell. And Martin in Tullamore says, I watched The Perfect Storm while flying across the Atlantic. And not the best move to watch a couple of thousand feet up in the air. Couldn't bear the thought of it. No, thank you. Cathy was on. Just remind you that there are incredible Mr. Dunfords all over the country working every day to inspire pupils like Annie. And I take my hat off to every teacher trying to teach all their pupils this very moment. How amazing is Annie? Yeah, it's as a city boy, I never experienced the school where you'd have three or four classes in a room and all of that. And it just makes me even more, you know, I'm a fan of teachers anyway, but it would be enhanced even further by hearing about this. My sister-in-law, Sinead Holmes, also teaches at that school. She's an amazing sister-in-law and teacher. She puts the F in fun, really. And it's a brilliant small school with two teachers, says Kathleen. That's great. Sounds like a great school. I'd love to visit that school when we're back in the land of the living. Be great. You definitely don't want to watch Last Breath on a TV, but many of your listeners will find this documentary about what happens when commercial diving goes wrong. Very interesting. Thanks, Tash. That's my idea of hell. I must put on the not-to-do list. Daria says, my husband and I watched Perfect Storm with his mother just before we crossed the Atlantic in our sailboat. What? We sailed through the same kind of weather for 3 weeks from Halifax to Westport. It was interesting. I'd say it was. And Ethel from bogbuddies.com goes on to say, our small business, Bog Buddies, make great products out of turf. We have a mini bag of turf that you can burn like incense to give you the smell of the real turf fire. Interesting. And what a great idea for a product. Shall we take a little piece of music? Yeah, we'll take a piece of music from Diana Ross and the Supremes at 9 minutes to 10 on Friday morning. Great to have you with us. The text 51551. 51551. Gillian Marsh was on. She said, I made a documentary on Chuck Dunford, Mr. Dunford's school in 2008. It was called Sunny Days, No Homework. I'd love to see that documentary. I just have a good feeling about that. And lots of Des Cal, our friend, was tweeting to say, there's a memory. Ryan has been talking about scent and the 4711 cologne. Years ago, my wife used to call me her little perfume. I would phone at 4 to say I'd be home at 7, and then I'd arrive in at 11. Brilliant. Still here, lads. Regarding the mini turf incense thing you mentioned, says Mairead, we got one as a present when we were living in California 20 years ago. It was so evocative. It made me homesick for my little village in Donegal, where I'd smell that exact smell as I got off the bus from college in Cork. And another says, the smell of turf when arriving at my grandparents in Leash when I was little meant a weekend of spoiling and the best ever hugs and cuddles lay ahead. I'm already dying to get home and light the turf, the fire again. I just love it so much. Could you say hi to Muntor Karen and Muntor Eamon, who are providing live lessons to the pupils of Gael Scull na Mara in Donabate every day from 9 to 11? Yeah, I'm sending love and best wishes to them, but also to all the children and all the teachers, whether you're parents who have become teachers out of COVID necessity, and all the teachers who are working away on Zooms and computers and laptops and everything else. And you know this, and I know this, that the brighter days await, and they're coming in every sense. Literally, the stretch in the evening is here, and the good things are coming. So stay strong and mind yourselves, and have a great weekend, won't you? We'll see you tonight on the Late Late Show. Claire Byrne standing by. Stay tuned for her. Thanks to the team here, as always. Appreciate everything you do, and we'll talk to you otherwise on Monday morning between 9 and 10. See you then.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.